With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia launching a wave of attacks on Ukraine's capital city, Kyiv, striking residential buildings and energy infrastructure early Tuesday morning. Numerous injuries reported in that attack so far, though no word of any deaths. In the meantime, the White House optimistic about its 28-point peace plan to end Russia's war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
There's been pushback from some European leaders who believe the proposal heavily favors Russia. But White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt insists that both Russia and Ukraine are being represented in the negotiations.
The idea that the United States of America is not engaging with both sides equally in this war to bring it to an end is a complete and total fallacy.
President Trump initially demanded that Ukraine accept the plan by Thanksgiving. U.S. officials say ongoing talks have been productive. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says certain days will be more crowded on the roads during this holiday week.
So by car per AAA, we anticipate seeing 73 million Americans hitting the road this Thanksgiving season. We anticipate the busiest travel on the road in the afternoon of this coming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. So if you're planning your travel, think about when you depart, because the afternoons of those days are going to be busier than the rest.
FAA preparing for its busiest Thanksgiving in some 15 years, more than 360,000 flights scheduled. TSA said it will screen more than 17 million people. Pentagon taking a long, hard look at Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly and others over his possible breaches of military law. That and when he called for U.S. troops to defy illegal orders. This is SRN News. What do American churchgoers think about family?
The Family Research Council has teamed up with the Cultural Research Center to ask people who attend worship services regularly how they define the building block of society. 46% of respondents agree that a family is, quote, one man and one woman married with children. 20% say it's any group of people who care for each other. 6% say any group of people who live together. And 22% of churchgoers say the definition of family is something that changes over the years and from culture to culture. Michael Harrington reporting.
Oh, this week's Thanksgiving Day celebrations bring the Pilgrims back into spotlight for their one annual moment. That first Thanksgiving celebration was echoed from 1621. During the American Revolution, the Continental Congress declared a day of Thanksgiving, and even leaders of the Union and Confederacy did the same thing in the Civil War. SRN News. Well, a pair of snowy owls have taken up residence along a Lake Michigan beach, sparking a lot of speculation about how long the birds of prey will call Chicago their home.
Word of the owls has been circulating on bird watching websites for the past week. A throng gathered on a Lake Michigan pier over the weekend to see the birds. While snowy owls are not rare in Chicago, their frequency each winter does vary widely. Generally, a handful are reported in Chicago each year around December, but sometimes there aren't many at all. Snowy owls live north of the Arctic Circle in the summer months. Rich Thomason reporting.
She was just a child, 7 years old. She's now one of the last known survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma. Viola Ford Fletcher is dead at 111. More details, SRNNews.com.